From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Japanese Defense Minister Itsunori Onodera on Friday sounded a note of caution about the planned talks between North and South Korea, saying the North would continue developing its weapons program and Tokyo would remain vigilant.
North Korea goes through phases of apparent dialogue and provocation, but either way, North Korea is continuing its nuclear and missile development. We have no intention of weakening our warning and surveillance activity.
North Korea and South Korea will hold official talks next week for the first time in more than 2 years after Pyongyang accepted Seoul's offer for dialogue just hours after the United States and South Korea delayed a joint military exercise. The United States is suspending security access to Pakistan's army until it takes decisive action against Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauer told reporters Thursday Washington was still willing to work with Islamabad.
The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship.
The United States had put on hold a separate $255 million of aid, which provides Pakistan the money to buy U.S. military equipment. Thursday's announcement is in addition to that suspension. The Supreme Court judges on Friday ruled against allowing ousted Catalan Vice President Oriol Junqueras out of jail while he is investigated for rebellion and other charges stemming from the rest of region's recent drive for independence from Spain. This is VOA News. Britain's Secretary of Defense said the fight against the Islamic State group had entered a new phase.
The dangers are far from over, but we've already shown what our nations can accomplish by working together. And today we pledge to build on that remarkable progress, to help put your proud nation back on the path towards peace, security, and prosperity.
Defense Secretary Williamson expressed his government's commitment to continued working with the U.S.-led international coalition to chase down the IS group fighters in Syria and beyond.
Today, we underline our shared commitment to work with our coalition partners, hunt down their fighters, destroy their remnants in Syria and elsewhere, and win the war online.
He also signed a statement of intent to invest $13.5 million to strengthen Iraqi counterterrorism. Last month, Iraq declared the defeat of the Islamic State group after more than 3 years of fierce fighting in northern and western Iraq. Bill Gallo reports a group of Philippine lawmakers will call for a congressional inquiry this month into a recent shopping mall fire that killed 38 people.
The December 23rd blaze in Davao City broke out on the third level of a mall before its choking smoke engulfed the offices of the U.S. firm ResearchNow SSI. Five members of the Davao City Fire Department, who had inspected the mall and issued permits for it to operate, were relieved of duties and face administrative investigation. Initial checks by the Bureau of Fire Protection revealed signs of fire safety lapses that may have contributed to the tragedy, since there were problems with exits, sprinkler systems, and alarm systems. SSI has declined to comment on the issue of fire safety at its Davao offices until the investigation is completed. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Tokyo's famed Tsukiji Fish Market, also the world's largest fish market, held its last New Year's auction on Friday before it relocates to a different part of Tokyo ahead of construction for the 2020 Summer Olympics. This year, the owner of an international sushi restaurant shelled out more than $300,000 for the first tuna auction of the year, a prime bluefin tuna. The annual New Year's auction is seen as auspicious and a good chance for the winning bidder to gain publicity. Somali State Minister for Defense Mohammed Ali Haga has confirmed to VOA that the Turkish government has recently supplied weapons to the Somali army for the first time. Haga said the Turkish government has equipped a company-sized Somali army unit, which graduated from the Turkish military training camp in Mogadishu 2 weeks ago. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.